people who keep company with God. We all know someone who began something with a flourish of activity and enthusiasm. But when trials and disappointments hit, they did not keep going. Many, many people begin well, but not near as many end well. Think of all the broken marriages, failed businesses, unfinished schooling, and half-done projects scattered across the landscape of humanity. There are also those times when we resist ending something. Normally, those are things we have enjoyed or have been profitable to us in some way. But even those things should be properly ended when it is time. 1 Chronicles 28 and 29 gives us a picture of the end of David's life. He ended with so much grace and wisdom. We see that ending well doesn't happen by accident. Perhaps we can glean from this for the many endings we encounter in our lives. 1 Chronicles 28, 2-8, he reflected on what God had done. The last days of his life were filled with thoughts of a dream that he never saw fulfilled. David had wanted to build a temple for the Lord, but it didn't work out as he had hoped. This had been a disappointment to David, but he did allow it to derail him. We all have dreams and hopes and aspirations that haven't worked out. We can learn from David. Instead of focusing on what God had not done in his life, David reflected back on what God had done in his life. 1 Chronicles 28, 9-29 and 1. He prepared for the future. David did not focus solely on himself or what God did or did not do in his lifetime. He saw and prepared for the future God had for Israel. David knew that if Solomon was to be the kind of king he needed to be, then he was going to have to develop an intimate relationship with God. David was a man after God's heart, Acts 13:22. That was his secret to success, and he wanted Solomon to have that same heart. David knew that if Solomon was to be the kind of king he needed to be, then he was going to have to develop an intimate relationship with God. David also gave Solomon the instructions, plans, and the materials for the construction of the temple. David knew his dream would be fulfilled by Solomon. He wanted to make sure Solomon knew what to do. Then David focused his attention on Solomon as the king. He speaks of the pressures and the doubts that come along with being a king. He reminds Solomon that no matter what the future holds, he can count on the Lord's presence, power, and promises to help him make it through. Many times our endings are an opportunity to lay the groundwork for what's next. 1 Chronicles 29:10-25. He ended the way he lived. Here at the end of the road, David is still praising the Lord like he had done when he first met him as a shepherd boy. He still has a sweet spirit. He is still amazed at what the Lord has done for him through the years, and he is still praying for others. He kept the same heart all the way to the end. That is a beautiful way to end any and everything. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.